the Pope as emperor. The papacy would have never emerged if there was no empire forming the political and cultural milieu of the life of the early church. The slow process that led to the formation of the papacy depended on the importance of Rome as the capital city of the empire and the power it exercised in the ancient world. The ideology of the Roma Aeterna, eternal Rome, crept into the church and influenced the way that Christians thought about the role of the Church of Rome, seeing an analogy with the role of the city in the affairs of the empire. From the 4th century onwards, the bishops of Rome, for example, Damasus I, 366-84, and Siricius, 384-99, claimed to be the successors of the Apostle Peter, and in their understanding, this made them mediators in controversies or judges of various conflicts. What was a bottom-up, spiritual, and brotherly recognition of an apostolic descent of the Church of Rome turned into a top-down, authoritative, and legal claim of the same church over the other churches. The right to appeal to Rome in the Roman Empire also became an ecclesiastical pattern as far as church affairs were concerned. What began as advice and counsel sought from the bishops of Rome was turned into directives and orders. The denomination of the Sedes Apostolica, Apostolic See, which earlier referred to all the churches that had been founded by the apostles, began to indicate the Church of Rome alone, and with legally binding overtones. The concept of Rome exercising primacy took shape, and the right of the Bishop of Rome to rule beyond the Roman Church was established. The Bishop of Rome, though holding an equal office to other bishops, was considered as superior due to his privilege of being head of the most important apostolic see. It is at this point that a biblical text like Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, was interpreted in a papal sense, as if it would give scriptural support to the growing profile of the Bishop of Rome. The latter was thought of as continuing the mission of Peter against the background of Roman inheritance law. The whole idea of succession was indebted to the legal patterns of Roman law, which were transposed into the life of the church and into biblical interpretation. It was Innocent I, 402-17, that reinforced the idea of the papacy as a legally defined office, stemming from the Bishop of Rome as Peter's successor. If Irenaeus had stressed the importance of Rome as holding to the apostolic tradition, thus referring to a spiritual and doctrinal dimension, Innocent underlined its role based on divine law, resulting in an authoritative office. The assimilation of Roman juridical categories was eventually completed. This is the context of what happened with the Constantinian shift. After the Edict of Milan had recognized the Christian religion as legitimate in the Roman Empire, 313, Constantine the Great became the first emperor that supported the church, and for political reasons became a strong advocate of the hierarchical unity of the church. With gifts and fiscal exemptions, the church acquired strong secular interests in terms of real estate and financial transactions. The temporal interests of the church grew in importance and became prominent in the life of the church. The growing relationship between the church and the empire caused their organizational differences to be less and less visible. A do ut des, that is, exchange of favors, culture, characterized the cooperation.